You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Biggest offer in U.S. wireless history. Switch to Sprint and save 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rates. Yep, you heard that right. No gimmicks, no tricks. You have Verizon 6 gig for $60, 30 with Sprint. And if you have 15 gigs for $100 from AT&T, 50 with Sprint. Even if you have T-Mobile's 10 gigs.
A CNN anchor is being accused of major bias for giving a Muslim propagandist a free pass for something she used to attack conservatives.
CNN's Poppy Harlow is coming under fire after a segment on her show where she gave clear preferential treatment to a Muslim apologist. Harlow attacked combat veteran and conservative columnist Kurt Schlichter, along with fellow conservative Scotty Nell Hughes, for not having, quote, exact sources and for what she felt were blanket statements on Muslims. Then she stayed silent and would not challenge Muslim apologist Arun Kundani when he said Hughes and Muslim terrorists were alike.
Let's look at Muslim terrorism, right? Notice the main trend that we've seen in Muslim terrorism is Muslims are no longer focusing on planes when they commit acts of terrorism. They're carrying out mass shootings. So in other words, Muslim terrorists are becoming more like Americans, right? They're integrating into American gun culture, and they're becoming more like you, Scotty. You're a gun lover.
Harlow also allowed Kunani to make multiple claims without challenging him on his sources. I'm Jason Wirt.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
It's obvious that winter weather is here, and even if winter hasn't officially started yet, that means it's still cold season. Dr. Holly Lucille is a nationally recognized neuropath, and she says you have a new weapon this year to help head off colds as they start.
One of the things I've done is partnered with Zicam. They have a new homeopathic cold remedy nasal swab. It's the only nasal swab that's been clinically proven to shorten colds if used at the first sign.
Dr. Holly Lucille says a key to modern cold fighting is to get right to it.
There was a survey that was done, and over half the adults wait either like a day or more to actually start treating a cold. And I am here to tell you, I think that's the worst thing to do.
A Facebook video posted by a Colorado woman is drawing questions after officials at Walmart said they can't find any proof of her claims. The video in question shows an emotional Paige Yore talking about an incident that she says happened in line at a Pueblo, Colorado Walmart. Yore said a cashier burst into tears after she tried to comfort him following a conflict with a difficult customer. Yore said the male cashier said his mother had committed suicide that day, and she posted the video to ask people to be nicer. The video quickly went viral, but now there are questions about Yore's truthfulness. Walmart officials say they've scanned store surveillance video, and while they have found Yore in the checkout line, their video doesn't match her story. Yore has not posted any response on her Facebook page. I'm Ron Taylor, and this is USA Radio News.
And good morning. Welcome
to
a
40 pounds in
new
40
edition
days,
of Modern Design.
Let me
Sorry about that. A little bit of a false start. Good morning, and welcome to a new edition of Modern Design. I'm very pleased this morning to have in studio as my guest returning again in a beautiful chartreuse color blazer.
Yes.
And I'm in red, so we're kind of like on trend with modern Christmas. Patty Dewey of Seabrook Wall Coverings. Good morning, Patty.
Good morning, Rich.
What we're going to do today is talk about a countdown to the new year and what we're going to expect in decorating for 2016. And I think of all my guests I've had on, you're probably the best at forecasting what we're going to see with very realistic changes. I think that you probably, more than any of my guests, have been really on the money with what we're seeing as far as design and the way things are going. All right, we're going to take a commercial message, and I'll do the weather, and then we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design.
Don't fear technology.
use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Okay, Patty, let's take a look at the weather, which is seems to be getting warmer and warmer each day, which I think is a good thing. I don't know about you. I don't care if it's warm during the December Christmas season. It's easy to put your lights up and stuff if it's warm.
Absolutely.
Okay, it's saying that currently it's overcast at 36 degrees. I felt it was warmer than that. Today it's going to get up to about 50 degrees, but it'll be mostly cloudy. Tonight there's a 20% chance of slight showers with a low of 40 degrees. On Thursday, it's going to be partly sunny with a high of 57. On Thursday night, mostly cloudy with a low of 40. On Friday, it's going to be partly sunny with a high of 59, which is really nice. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low of 40. On Saturday, it's going to be partly sunny with a high of 61 degrees. I think maybe I'll sit in my backyard a little bit. On Saturday night, mostly cloudy with the low of 45. And on Sunday, it's going to be the hottest day of the week. It's going to be a high of... cloudy, but a high of 62 degrees. Well, as I say, welcome to a live edition of Modern Design. And in studio, I do have my colleague and good friend, Patty Dewey, who we were doing a little talking before we went on the air live this morning about the changes that are coming, what we see happening in 2016. Again, I've said on Modern Design, many of my clients have come to me because they have a home that's beautifully decorated, but then they go out to the stores, they go to hotels, they travel, and they don't see themselves reflected in what's out there now. So there is sort of a disconnect. And frankly, it's not feasible for people to go and to change their whole house to a new style. It's not economically feasible. But they're looking to designers and people like us in the field to guide them where they can sort of become a little bit transitional and incorporate some of the new looks into what they already have. Don't you think probably more than ever, I think in my career more than ever, there's never been a time where there's such a change in design is with what people have in their homes and what we see, you know, what we see out there in when we go to shows, when we go to market, when we do trade stuff. It just seems to me sometimes so different than what I see in people's homes. Do you agree?
I agree. And I think some of it has to do with the manufacturers catering to a different generation.
To the millennials, you think?
The millennials,
right.
Exactly. They tend to be more minimalistic
right.
than the traditional person who maybe is in their 50s or 60s
right.
who, you know, have grown up with a certain style and a certain look.
Exactly.
And they want to keep that because that's what they're comfortable with. That's what they know.
Right. And may also, frankly, if they picked a traditional home, suit their home.
Yes, okay. Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. But the, you know, the younger generation, they want different things.
Exactly.
They like sleeker lines. They like not as much over-the-top treatments.
Exactly.
Everything has a place, and everything has a purpose in their life.
Exactly. And a trend towards, in general, a lot less color.
A lot less color.
Yeah.
Which yes.
is what we were talking about this morning. And I'm not going to steal your thunder, even though I'm a paint guy. I'm going to let you tell the audience what I had already announced at a previous show. But why don't you be on trend with that? Because I see that they're advertising now. Benjamin Moore is advertising with that in the it was in this month's Traditional Home magazine. So why don't you go ahead?
Right.
And
the color for 2016 is.
Ta-da!
Drum roll. Simply white.
Simply white. White walls.
White walls.
So everything I've been telling you for 1 year now is wrong. No, actually, I do color consulting all day, 2 days a week. And in those days, you know, I may go to three or four homes. And people really keep up on things like those trends. They go to Houzz, Houzz. They go
yes.
to Pinterest.
Yes.
And they go to the website and they get that information and they hold on to it and they'll come in to me and they'll say, usually it's in home where they'll come in to see me and they'll say, oh, I hear that, you know, only the whites are in style. I said, well, you know what? Simply white is a terrific color for your trim.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's a terrific neutral trim color. But you know what? If you have a room that has architecture, if you have a room that has beautiful moldings, and you paint the walls white, where do you go with that? Nowhere.
But if you look at Benjamin Moore's color forecast, even though they're saying simply white is the color,
right.
If you look at the palette that they have for next year,
right.
They've incorporated color. And what they're suggesting is exactly what you said.
Right.
They're using white as the trims,
right.
Or if they have an alcove in the room, they're
right.
using white there, and then they're putting other colors with it.
And you just have to. You know, one of the things is I was fortunate enough to have an 11-page spread in Design New Jersey magazine in March of this year. And one of the things when they went to do the test shots that came back as such a positive is that I used a lot of strong colors offset by the white ceilings and the beautiful white trim. And on film, that really comes out spectacular.
Yes.
And the problems that the photographer was telling me is when they have to shoot a white room, it doesn't necessarily photograph very well because you don't get you don't capture the depth of the room and the perception of depth of the room. So I'm very disappointed in what I've been seeing in the past couple of years in color, not only in our fabrics and other things, but also just in the wall color. Not in every room, you have to use, I think any home, decorating any home or, commercial space is a sense of balance.
Mm-hmm.
And color is the absorption of light. So you want to balance that by what you bring into the room so you can make it its best. But to me, many people, mostly millennials, but many people come to me when they have a new construction home and they say, oh, I want every room gray. And I haven't heard that once. I've heard that many times. And that's a disappointment to me. And what I often say to people is, I do like gray. I do. There's some very beautiful shades of gray. But if you make every room gray, you won't appreciate it. So, I like to, especially when you have a home that has multiple rooms, you want to say, okay, we'll make your living room in gray. But, the adjacent room, maybe we'll do sort of a Tiffany box blue with white trim, and then we'll tie those two rooms in together. Make it build up so that the gray rooms, which are neutral, look really good with other colors.
Right, and they complement each other.
And they complement each other. And you can, and gray you can pop. You can pop it with citrus green. You can pop it with teal. You can pop it with navy. You can pop it with coral. You can pop it with yellow. But to just have that flatness all over the place is quite disappointing. And I don't know, personally, before we get into some of the details, what do you think of the trend towards no color?
Well, I don't really care for it because I like color. I think color reflects a person's personality.
And, we don't have, we are actually, our studios are going to be moving in 2016, and we are going to be adding, a camera, a television camera to the broadcast, so I'm on a diet as soon as January 1st. But besides that, Patty always comes in some beautiful, always has a beautiful outfit on, a beautiful jacket, and in color, because I think color makes you feel good.
Right,
don't
right,
you?
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah, and everybody responds to certain colors differently. Getting back to the white, I think this is rather interesting.
Mm-hmm.
On Ben Moore's palette, there are numerous whites. We know there are hundreds of different colors of white.
Right.
And what they're doing in some of their room sets, they're layering the white.
Right.
So some of the whites have a cream base to them.
Oh, yeah.
Some have a little bit of a blue base, a green base.
Right.
They're using those in combination. And I've always thought white and cream can look really, really elegant together.
No, in fact, that's very true. It could be very pure and very attractive. The problem or the challenge that comes in, now most people come to me now having gone through the web and having gone through some of these sites, and they only want to deal with what's called a Benjamin Moore's OC palette, and those are the
mm-hmm.
whites,
mm-hmm.
and they only want to work with the OC palette. Before that, it was the grays only, but now it's not even the grays. It's the OC, which is the whites with a tinge of color to them. But what people aren't really realizing is it's actually much harder to pick a color that's almost no color than it is to pick a saturated color, because when you have a color that's almost no color, it very easily picks up like a tint, and you don't necessarily see that when you purchase the paint. But then you do your light gray walls or your off-white walls and you realize they have a lavender tint to them, and you mm-hmm. hate lavender. And people are having a harder time than ever picking very, very off-white colors, because off-white will pick up whatever the tint is.
Right.
black is the white is all light. It's all colors together, and black is the absence of light. So everything in between is a color. Mm-hmm. So if you look at the if you ever look at the color palette for OC colors, the off-white colors, you'll see that they're really not almost off-white. They're either a very, very, very pale gray, a very, very pale yellow, a very, very, very pale blue. And you have a lot of challenges with that, because you want to make sure that the ceiling is reflective and different. You want to make sure the trim is reflective and different, and that they complement each other. So what I've actually shifted in my business is I always used to paint white. Now I paint my trim and my ceilings super white. It went up a whiteness notch.
Right.
Because if you're putting almost no color on the walls, you have to have some contrast. So
yeah.
That's a big thing that I did in perspective. And you always want your ceilings to be flat and your trim to be semi, but you still have to have that contrast. Otherwise, it just doesn't work.
And some of the other things that are coming into play with the white to bring color in is a lot of the natural elements are still going to be big
right.
in 2016.
Yes.
So, for example, they're painting a room white,
right.
but they have wooden beams.
Right.
They have wooden floors,
right.
whether they're oak or cherry or mahogany or whatever. But the texture, again, is going to be really big. So that will help to offset the white by bringing more texture
right.
so in with your fabrics and the wood and your furniture and things like that.
So there's visual interest, in other
visual
words.
Visual interest.
As balance.
Right.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. And actually, I'm not a fan of white on the walls at all. But when I have seen rooms done where they bring in wood beams and lots of wood, it does... It probably suits that best.
And it adds a warmth.
Right.
Because it adds warmth to the room.
Right.
Which white tends to be, in my opinion, a very sterile color.
Correct.
You think of institutions, hospitals.
It's cold.
Yes.
It's cold.
Exactly.
Right.
So you have to add that element of warmth to it. But on the flip side of that, we have another organization called the Pantone Institute, mm-hmm. which has been predicting color for many, many years.
Yeah.
Their colors, they have, for the first time in their history,
uh-huh.
they have two colors that are the color of the year for 2016.
Which they really never do.
Never do.
Right.
It's always one color.
Mm-hmm.
Now, their colors, if you look at their palette,
right.
they're much more vibrant.
Uh-huh.
They're calm. They're... They tend to bring in excitement, unlike the white.
Right.
And the two colors for the Pantone color of the years are one called Rose Quartz.
Okay.
Which is similar to going back to the 80s.
Right.
Maybe the mauve color.
Right.
And a pattern called, or a color called Serenity, which uh-huh. is more of a, it's sort of like a periwinkle blue.
See, that I like. Even when you said that earlier before we went on the air, I think that I like. In fact, I want to go to Pantone and see if I can pull those colors up.
Yes, and they have another blue, uh-huh. which is sort of a royal blue. They
uh-huh.
have a buttercup yellow, which is really, it looks like a lemon yellow.
Uh-huh.
They have a reddish orange.
Uh-huh.
They have a lilac gray.
Right.
They have a color that looks like mocha. It's called iced coffee.
Uh-huh.
A shade of aqua, okay, but not quite as deep. It's a much more, what is the word I'm looking for?
Is it sort of muted or does
it
have gray?
It's a little more muted, yeah.
Right.
It's a little more muted.
Patty, we're going to have to unfortunately go to commercial.
Okay.
And we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormones. hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And we are back with Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I own Maven Hill Designs right here in Flemington, New Jersey at 1 U.S. Highway 31 in Flemington at the Flemington Circle. We're in the location that was the former Lennox location before they moved near the California Grill. Many of you remember the California Grill. And Ideal Tile. So come take a look at what we have for Christmas holidays. We are decorated, ready to go. A lot of wonderful gifts and items for the season for decorating your own home. Also, we do offer gift certificates, which make a terrific gift for somebody, whether they're challenged or whether maybe they're moving to a new home. What a nice gift to give, but a gift certificate for advice on how to improve your home. Today, I'm very fortunate to be with Patty Dewey, who is kind of a guru of all things. her background is wallpaper, of course, and we're gonna transition into wallpaper in our next segment related to color. Patty is very on trend with what's going on. Before we went to commercial break, if you're just tuning in at this point, we were talking about color and how Benjamin Moore's color of the year is simply white, and that the trend has been that colors have been saturated color has been decreasing, and people were past couple of years looking for grays, and now it seems they're just looking for off-white colors. And we were talking about Pantone and how they're sort of the standard of what color is, and they're going against that trend by offering a variety of colors. My feeling personally is, and I say this all the time with decorating, it is very nice to follow some of the trends, but ultimately I think it's more important to do what you like. And I tell people all the time, you know what, if you like dark blue or dark green or whatever, incorporate that into your home. Do what looks good in your space. Because you're surrounded by color, you're wrapped around it, but you want to have colors that are going to feel good to you and that you're going to look good in.
And they reflect your own personality as opposed to
exactly
your friends or your sisters or
your
mothers.
God forbid my sisters. Anyway, so, but that being the case, I also noticed, and I don't know if you've noticed that because I've been doing this for 18 years, is that people also decorate to their own appearance. And what I mean by that is I found that if I'm working with a woman, or it could be a man, but working with a woman and she's a redhead, I notice consistently she'll give me an autumnal color palette. She likes olives and browns and earthy colors and things that go with being a redhead. If I'm dealing with somebody that has blonde hair and blue eyes and Nordic, we're always doing like ice blues and navies and colors that go along with that. And I think that's part of what you had just said. It's very reflective of yourself, yeah, your taste, and your personality. And you want to surround you with colors that make you look good and are reflective of who you are. Don't you think that's true?
I think it's true. And I think you want to feel good.
Exactly.
And especially in your home.
Right.
But what I found interesting about the Pantone color palette for 2016, they've taken into account some of the global world that we live in. Their predictions have come from south of the border,
right,
including Cuba,
right,
which is going to be a big destination for many Americans. So those influences are part of why they're bringing color into it. We're in such unstable times here in the world.
Terrible.
You know, right, and so people's homes are their sanctuaries. That's where we feel safe.
I agree.
So many people want to go back to, quote, happier times.
Sure.
So that's why you're seeing an emergence of like yellow, like the sun, and blue, like the ocean,
right,
and the greens,
right,
of the fields and things like that.
Exactly. Let's transition a little bit, sticking with color, but talking about wallpaper.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I will say, 5 years ago, if I wanted to do wallpaper, and you and I have a long time relationship, I had to talk people into wallpaper. And it was very, very subtle. People would let me have maybe a little bit of texture, but it was like pulling teeth to get people to do wallpaper because they remember when they bought that home having to take down the 80s wallpaper,
exactly,
to put, and they didn't want to put up. But I reluctantly got people to do that. And, you know, you and I do a lot of grass paper and things that, mm-hmm, are very neutral in textures, which is great. But slowly people are starting to allow me to come back in with wallpaper. So I really think it has changed and people are much more open to do wallpaper. Not in the way they did wallpaper before. Not that all your corridors are wallpapered and every room is wallpapered. But in a very different way, whereas the special rooms, like maybe your dining room above a chair rail, your powder room always,
right,
and special spaces are papered, and they really stand out. Don't you think that's true?
I think it's very true. And the two rooms in the house that most people are open to wallpapering are the kitchen and the bathroom.
Right.
And there's reasons for that.
Right.
You know, those rooms tend to get washed down,
right,
a lot more than the other rooms in the house because we spend more time in there.
Sure.
There's more elements in the room.
Exactly.
And wallpaper is ideal, you know, for being washed down,
oh,
and,
sure,
and keeping it clean as,
right,
opposed to paint.
Right. No, I agree. And, you know, for me, powder rooms are a must for wallpaper, and even the people that are so reluctant, I explain it quite simply, is that when you go into you go into someone's home and you wash your hands, inevitably it's just you know, normal human reaction. When you go to, even if you have a fingertip towel right by the sink, you sort of shake those hands,
right,
to get the water off, and they inevitably wind up on the sheetrock, and then you have water stains and it's terrible. So if you do a vinyl paper, and vinyl papers today are gorgeous, they're matte, they don't look like they're vinyl at all, you can do anything in them, and somebody, which they inevitably will hit that with the water, you can just wipe it right off.
Right.
And it's long-lasting. Wallpaper brings something to the table that nothing else does. And I always tell people, in a really balanced home, you want to have a lot of sheetrock that's painted in beautiful colors with white trim and white ceilings. You want to have a little bit maybe of faux paint or something that has a little bit of depth. And you also want to have some wallpaper. And then I think you have a sense of balance. Because wallpaper really is wonderful. And the people that did wallpaper, let's say in the 80s, which is an easy decade to pick on right now, that did very taste-specific wallpaper, yes, that can be a problem now. But a lot of the papers I'm seeing are the things that are texture, geometrics, things that would stand the test of time.
Yes.
You know, if you did a damask paper in 1960s and it was in a beautiful room and it's still in good shape because the glue didn't dry out, that would still carry on today. I remember my mom bought maybe it was Schumacher paper, that was a pale champagne damask going up the stairs. and maybe the trim has changed and the ceiling paint has changed and the light fixture has changed, but that is just as in style today as when you did it.
Yes, that's a classic design. It just will not go out of style.
Stripes will never go out of style.
Not at all.
Some of the classics, I think, will always be there. So you don't necessarily date yourself for 5 years when you do wallpaper, because that's what people fight me on.
And the other thing that you have to keep in mind, back in the 80s, and the 70s, mm-hmm. there people did a lot of wallpaper because they had problem walls.
Yes.
And the wallpaper and the pattern tended to cover up the problems. And some people even had plaster walls still in their homes.
Right.
When you had plaster walls, you were papering everything. So nowadays we use sheetrock. It can be painted very nicely.
Right.
But as you say, there's a place in every home. Not that every room has to be wallpapered.
And it shouldn't be, because then you would lose the beauty of it.
Exactly.
Right, right.
But once you put the wall covering into a room or on a focal wall, people are going to come in and say, wow, that's wallpaper?
Yeah.
Because it doesn't look anything like it did many, many years ago when our grandmothers and mothers wallpapered.
No, I think so. And I think that wallpaper had a sort of a lot, not all wallpaper, but a lot of paper had that sort of kind of rubbery, non-natural. And the papers that I'm seeing today are not only made better, formulated better, but they look natural.
And most of them are environmentally friendly.
Friendly.
They're eco papers. So that makes a big difference.
So Patty, tell us what patterns are you seeing a lot of? What are people going for when they look for wallpaper now? What are you seeing a lot of?
Geometrics are still very, very big.
Okay.
And the geometrics are emerging as we speak.
Right.
There's different patterns that are always coming out. And like you say, I think those are going to be around for a while.
Oh, sure.
So if you use a geometric pattern, you're seeing them in fabrics, in flooring, in wall covering.
Right.
If you use it, you're not going to have to take it down next year.
Exactly.
It's going to run the test of time. The traditional patterns are still very big. And as we said, they're classic designs.
Right.
You know, stripes and damasks are going
paisley?
To be around.
What about paisley? Are people still doing paisley?
So some people do
much,
paisley,
right?
But not as much.
The damask has really stood up to time, but the unless you have a very traditional space, I'm not seeing that as much.
Yeah, and generally with the damask, you can use more subtle colors.
Right.
You can use creams. You can use whites. They add texture by adding glitter or sparkle to the paper, which really updates the damask look.
What about stripes?
Yeah, stripes are still popular. People still use stripes. And especially like if you have children and you want them to grow with the pattern rather than putting a pattern per se on the wall.
Right.
If you use stripes, they can grow into their teenage years with it.
Oh, absolutely. And they just change the artwork or whatever else is in the room.
Yeah. And stripes are always a good thing to use.
Right.
For one thing, there's no match to them.
Right.
Some people get concerned with how large patterns are, having to match them. With stripes, you just can't go wrong.
Now, recently, which is not a character for me, but recently I came to you and you were very gracious in finding me a variety of solutions. But I'm doing a home in Maplewood, a beautiful home that was built in 1935. And they took the powder room, which was originally at the entrance, which was sort of awkward, and took a hall closet and sort of changed them out and made the hall closet at the entrance and made the powder room a little bit further back into the hallway off the front of the house. So the powder room now was a very tiny space.
Mm-hmm.
So the homeowner really wanted to add an element of stone, something with a little bit of sparkle. So on the wall that's in this thin rectangle, that's the new powder room, we have a stone, like a ledge stone that's white and has a little bit of a sparkle to it. And I thought it might pair nicely with one of your white damask papers. And I don't usually do white wallpapers.
Right.
It just hasn't been in my bag of tricks when I'm doing that. So you sent me some papers, and I tell you, I love them all. They were subtle, but they really brought something to the table. And pairing them with this white stone with a little bit of sparkle just really It was gorgeous. Now I love the white papers.
Right.
I think they're
really
beautiful.
I remember when I sent those, there was a bit of sparkle on the papers as well.
It was just enough to tie in. And when you have a space that has no natural light and is very tiny, not only does the white help, but the little bit of sparkle just adds, it catches the light, and it's really pretty.
And again, it's adding that texture.
Right.
So the paper isn't flat.
Right.
And it's adding texture, which again adds interest to the room.
And if we would have, you know, if we would have painted those walls around it just white, it would just, there would be no cohesion between the stone element and the walls. But the paper is something that does that.
And it complements the stone.
Exactly. And that's what often wallpaper is good at doing. It brings things together. The right color can bring things together, but wallpaper will bring it together not only with color, but also with the texture. So I think that, you know, that's another place where wallpaper can really
help. And again, I'll reiterate, as I had on some of your previous shows, wall covering is really artwork for the walls, just like carpeting is artwork for the floor.
Oh, I agree.
It does all you need to do, and you don't need to do a whole room in it. Focal walls are very, very big now, which means you're just doing one wall,
right,
and you're putting a wallpaper on it. And when people walk into that room and you tell them that's wallpaper, if you haven't looked at wallpaper in many years because you didn't like the designs,
right,
and that your family was using, in particular your mother or your grandmother,
right,
you should look at some of the wall coverings that are out there today. They are absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah, they really are. And you know, when I tell people when I'm doing a focal wall for the wallpaper, the first thing they do now, guess what they do? They go up and they touch it. They want to say, is this really wallpaper? Because they're thinking of their grandmother's house with the little tiny pink flowers.
Right.
And they're seeing this sophisticated, wonderful looking, looks like paint or whatever, or faux paint, and then they realize that, in fact, it actually is wallpaper. And that kind of hooks them a little bit.
And the other thing that has gotten big, too, and we've done a few collections and we put them in a few designs into most of our wall covering books, are murals that really are not your standard mural like they were years ago.
Uh-huh.
These